This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, welcome to the Sacred Fire of Liberty Comedy Hour today. We've gotten a few laughs before we went on the air just watching what Donald Trump did as Nancy Pelosi was trying to scoot out of town on the taxpayer dime. Jonathan E. Ward, welcome, my friend. Good to be back with you.
Well, it's great to be with you, Robert. Yep, she sure was. And the president put the kibosh on her junket to Brussels and Afghanistan. Why the troops need to see Nancy Pelosi, why NATO needs to see Nancy Pelosi, I don't understand. I do understand that the commander-in-chief might need to do that, but he took care of that. He said that unless you're going to, you need to stay here in town to negotiate an end to the government shutdown.
Mm.
And I don't think that, you know, I think it was perfectly appropriate that he do that.
I don't think the troops were bummed at all. And letting us know if we're on the right path here, always, when we can get her, she's here. Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. Cheryl, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So kind of a funny day. I think that, you know, they're like 30 minutes from getting ready to all get on the airplane, and suddenly they go, no, you don't have the airplane. And I didn't mind a bit.
Yeah, it's a military aircraft. People need to understand that it costs a fortune to operate those military planes. And that when you have something that's not essential like this, and you're flying all these members and Pelosi overseas, we really ought to, you know, we shouldn't just cancel this one. We ought to cancel them all. And the president stopped all of these flights, these CODAL flights, they're called, congressional delegation flights through the military, until after the government shutdown is. But we ought to seriously consider whether there's a necessity for these flights.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl, I think you just got back from Las Vegas. Weren't you at that technology conference?
I was. CES, Consumer Electronics Show 2019. And what an affair that was. It was great.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I think I would love to have you on even separate from our Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour just to talk about what you've been doing with the artificial intelligence investigation that's going to lead to your next book. But today, again, it's kind of a crazy day, Pelosi versus Trump round whatever it is. And, you know, I keep saying, listen, keep the government partially shut down or even more shut down. I think they were warning us 5 weeks and the FDA could run out of money. I'm thinking, please, let's wait 5 weeks. Don't open it before the FDA completely collapses because more people will live.
Yeah, I mean, if the government can shut down with just a minimal impact like this, and I don't mean to disparage the people who are going without paychecks, but all in all, the country continues to operate. And that just shows, it underscores how very top-heavy and bloated the government has become. It's just, you know, if you can continue operations without a glitch in your military, without a glitch in your national security and so forth, with a government shutdown, then that tells me, anyhow, from a libertarian point of view, that we have too many people in government and we need to reevaluate and possibly let some go permanently.
I think that's the big fear. And Jonathan, what do you think? I mean, that people will figure out they can do without all this government and they're okay.
Well, there's no question the government's vastly bloated to the extent that it just really waste, fraud, and abuse is a commonplace. And whole agencies like the Federal Trade Commission could be dispensed with. You know, during this government shutdown, the FTC has been closed.
Yay.
And I'm sorry for those who have suffered financially. But look, has there been some sort of massive infusion of fraud into the marketplace? No. But one of the funny things about this, you know, Pelosi was rather petty when she said to the president that he needed to avoid giving his State of the Union address because there would be this security problem, when Homeland Security and the Secret Service said, no, we're planning on being there. No one called us. But when she did that, she really misunderstood that Trump's reaction. I think then when she found out that the junket she had planned to go on 1 hour before she planned to get in the bus, actually in her private vehicle to go to the Andrews Air Force Base to take off to go on it, it was canceled. I mean, what do you think? She knew something would come back from Trump, you would expect, but
yeah, no, it's a different era now with Trump in the presidency, because he doesn't play the way others have played in this position before. If you're gonna do something to me, it's like, I'm gonna come back with you. It's like the Chicago way. I remember Sean Connery saying that.
You know, Rand Paul said, you don't have to deliver your State of the Union address in the House. Come on over to the Senate. We'll let you deliver it here, and then the members of the House can come over to the Senate.
Yeah, standing room only. Maybe no Democrats allowed. I don't know what happens there. So, Cheryl, what do you make of this threat to not – I don't know if it's a threat, but it's like, hey, you should postpone the State of the Union.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with taxpayer dollars or securing the president. This is just Nancy Pelosi's petty way of trying to create a media storm against Donald Trump and to force his hand into opening the government, because she knows if she can get him to reopen the government, then she has a chink to whittle away his border wall platform. So this is how the Democrats work, a little bit at a time. And I think you nailed it when you said this president doesn't play that. You know, when I saw the headlines about what he turned around and how he put the stop to Nancy Pelosi's planned trip, I busted out laughing. And what immediately sprung to mind was Donald Trump on the campaign trail when he gave out Lindsey Graham's cell phone number. It cracks me up that people try and get the best of this president, and he constantly comes back and just messes with them. And for us, us in the American, you know, public watching this from afar, it's hilarious.
Is it possible, and Jonathan, you mentioned Senator Rand Paul. He's been praising Trump recently about a more rational, mature foreign policy context, right? Really looking and assessing at the places we've been, what's the viability, what's the threat, and you know, let's not be there forever just because we're there now. I think there's an interesting intrigue now to have Senator Rand Paul have some impact with the Trump administration.
Well, I think that this shows the common sense of Donald Trump. He's not an ideologue, but he's a person who is committed to doing things that are efficient, that are effective, and that first and foremost put America first. And he's not going to abandon the American military role in Syria. He's going to continue that role, but he doesn't see a necessity for a permanent a force of 2,000 to 2,500 soldiers there, and there really isn't a necessity for that. But watch what he does. I mean, he says he wants to get them out, but is he going to let ISIS become resurgent? No. You can count on Donald Trump to use American power to smash ISIS wherever it is, ferret them out and kill them, and he will do that and has done that consistently. In fact, just over the past several days, there have been more massive airstrikes against ISIS and al-Qaeda positions in Syria, and yet that goes by without any reporting.
Cheryl, I'm bouncing a lot of issues because there's so much going on right now. And, of course, a lot of this shutdown has to do with Trump wanting to have some form of a southern border security. He says you can call it a wall of fence. I don't care what you call it. But remind folks, what were the distractions going on the last 2 years? Because some people say, well, why didn't he get it done when he had the Republicans in the House and the Senate?
Well, I've actually written about that. I had a piece just today touching on that, but I've written about that several times over the last couple of years. And Trump's biggest distraction over the last 2 years, his biggest impediment to getting the wall or fence, however you want to put it, built, were the Republicans. You know, we had majorities in the House and the Senate, and what we constantly heard as conservatives around the nation, we constantly heard from leadership in the Senate, we don't have the 60-vote majority, we can't do it. And meanwhile, you had the Republicans, the elitists, the established-minded in the House and in the Senate coming out and attacking Trump and serving as the bulldogs for the Democrat Party. So Trump hasn't had to just fight off Democrats and the media over the last couple of years. He's had to fight from his own party. And I think that the Republicans now are starting to come around and stand strong and realize that the American voters want national security, call it a fence, call it a war, a wall, what have you. But national security and border control is a big deal. The American voter, and that's a big reason why Trump was elected. And I'm a little bit joyful to see that some Republicans now are standing strong, but they haven't for the last 2 years, and that's why we haven't had a wall, to be honest.
Right. And Jonathan, you know, we've called out, based on principle, it's very easy to call the Democrats on their lack of constitutional knowledge and acknowledgement that that's the guiding principle. But the Republicans, when they had the majority, a lot of them, for instance, they didn't vote to overturn Obamacare when they could have. And I think that's because they're not rooted in principle. Now, suddenly, they find a little bit of a backbone when they have an opposition. I feel like that not everybody's on board. That's why I think Trump is truly an outsider. And I think that's a good thing for the most part. But, you know, a lot of times the Republicans have not stood for principle either.
Well, that's certainly true. I mean, we don't have to go back, but two administrations to see George W. Bush voting, actually proposing the largest expansion of Medicare in American history, Medicare Part D, the prescription drug benefit to seniors. So he preceded Obamacare with a socialist program that one would not have expected a principled Republican to do, and he wasn't principled in my view.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, you know, other members who are playing the government game of basically growing the bureaucracy, protecting entrenched interests in the bureaucracy, favoring government to protect financial interests of those that they favored in the marketplace. I mean, this is the corruption of Washington. This is the swamp.
Yeah. And this is why our founders warned us that if it ever got really big, and was able to, you know, take control of certain aspects of our lives and the economy, that there would be entities, both foreign and domestic, that would buy or purchase that influence. That's called capture, regulatory capture.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com to link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, another one of the good things about the shutdown, I think, is the FDA. You know, if they run out of funds in 5 weeks and we're still not open, we're going to live. You know, there have been studies done in peer-reviewed publications. The first one was out of Israel many years ago, I think in the 70s, where the doctors went on strike. And I don't know if you know about this, Cheryl. I think, Jonathan, you may have heard this. The death rate, the mortality rate in Israel plummeted. And then when the doctors went back to work and the hospitals opened again, the death rate went right back up to where it was before. As I said, we don't have a healthcare system. We have a disease management system, and it's made into a monopoly by big government. So, Jonathan, the closing of the bureaucratic oligarchy or the shutting it down partially, I'm hoping people will learn that that's a good thing.
Well, I think what they are learning is that it has very little impact upon their lives. Has a great impact on the 800,000 people who work in the government, but that's a kind of a cue card that, hey, look, maybe you ought to go to work in the private sector. There are certainly many jobs with much greater pay and benefits than you get in the government for most of the people who are at issue here, but they would have to work. They couldn't go home at 3:30 in the afternoon. It's quite a bit different than working for a bureaucracy. You wouldn't be hurting people every day. Instead, you'd be helping people. But, I'm aware of the effect of this on various businesses that's positive. Businesses that are fearful of regulation and the impact of the government are actually somewhat delighted that an institution like the Federal Trade Commission is not operating. Mm-hmm. So, you see, there is a lot of fat here. We ought to get rid of these things, particularly the ones that hurt free enterprise. And we'd have a much better, life. Everyone would be better. Those 800,000 people, if they went to work in the private sector, would make more money. Now, they might have to work longer hours, But they probably overall would be far better off for personally than they would if they just stay in the federal government.
Yeah, agreed. Now, if they don't hold the State of the Union at the House of Representatives or the Senate, I would volunteer your home there, Jonathan. I think it'd be great to have it there.
Well, it's all right. Trump's welcome. I enjoy it. Cheryl could just come driving down. We all sit
absolutely
there in the
you
backyard.
Bet.
Be a little chilly, but.
It'd be awesome.
All right.
So, Cheryl, you know, what observations are you picking up? I mean, you guys are both in the D.C. area. You know, we're far afield from it, a lot of us on the show and watching and listening. What are the things you're working on? You got your thumb on, if you will, the pulse. What's happening?
Well, I can't help but take note of the media response to what's going on with the White House versus the Democrats in the House. And the media is just drumming up this government shutdown for all it's worth to try and ding President Trump and play it like this president doesn't care about the average hardworking American. And the other thing I noticed is that the media is charging hard for the emerging socialists in Congress. And that's something that just drives me to no end mad, because millennials these days are just embracing socialism. You have open socialists in Congress, and you have the media just cheering them on as if this is good for America when it's going to be our downfall. So those are a couple of things that I've been watching, not just from a distance, but firsthand being in the media. And it shows no sign of slowing, really.
Yeah, well, indeed, I'm glad you're watching, reporting on it as well, and I do really look forward to your next book. Do you have a publication date, or do you have to add a lot because of this past week in Vegas?
I don't have a publication date yet. I have my agent is pitching it to publishers, and I hope to have some good news about it being sold in the coming week. So, and when that happens, I'll get to work writing it, finish
beautiful
writing it.
Well, I'll send you the link so you can review my reporting on that real ID mess and how it, you know, seems to be a backdoor
absolutely
effort to mandate all kinds of scary things, including, as I said, vaccinations for all adults.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But again, with some of this shutdown, perhaps people will be more open to hear that life goes on and that we're better off with less interference by the Fear and Death Administration for one. But as you know, Jonathan, you know, people are learning, my gosh, there's a little bit more freedom right now while they're shut down.
Well, right. And while there's some inconveniences, really, they're very minor when you compare the amount of expense that goes into keeping those people. But look, when they come back, they're going to get all their back pay. And we're really at a sum zero when it comes to saving money by the shutdown. It's not saving us any money. In fact, it's costing us money. But it does teach us a lesson that there's a reason why, you know, the partial government shutdown is not affecting us. And the reason is government's too big and fat.
Yeah. Yeah. To say the least, I don't know if the keto diet could help it even. That's how bad it is. But we'll see what we can do to throw some sense into it. And Cheryl Chumley always does that. Check her out at the Washington Times. We have it, her linked up in the show notes, as well as Jonathan Emord. We got a lot more to do on the Sacred Fire of Liberty today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Cheryl Chumley.
Thank you.
Say that masked man was.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon, President Trump is promising a new era of U.S. missile defense systems.
In a time of rapidly evolving threats, we must be certain that our defensive capabilities are unrivaled and unmatched anywhere in the world.
The president also believes
The world is changing, and we're going to change much faster than the rest of the world.
President Trump denied military aircraft use to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a foreign trip just minutes before the congressional delegation was set to depart, a move that has angered some Democrats, but House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the move was the right one.
Why would she want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, my 20th year in radio, and I'm grateful to be here with my good friend Jonathan Emord, the FDA, FTC, you name the alphabet soup agency, he can dragon slay it, and I'm grateful for you, my friend.
I'm grateful for you, Robert.
Yeah, so I want to talk about some of the new wave Democrats and new wave politicians moving toward socialism, abandoning the Constitution. It's not like some of the old wave haven't either, but I want to get to that. But you mentioned something about hypersonic weapons. And again, it's not my area of expertise. I haven't investigated it, but what is it that you want us to know about it?
Well, hypersonic weapons enable, for example, hypersonic speeds enable a weapon to travel at 5 to 10 times the speed of sound, which means that, for example, within a matter of minutes, an ICBM launched from Russia that's hypersonic could hit an American city. And this is much faster than conventional systems for delivery of these ICBMs in the past. And so Russia has developed this and is deploying it this year, and the United States is playing catch-up in this respect. But what's exciting is today the president reemphasized his commitment to allocating funds for the creation of the U.S. Space Command and laser weapon systems and hypersonic weapons of our own.
Mm.
Now, laser weapon systems are fascinating, and by 2020, we're going to have probably the most advanced laser weapon systems in the world operating from satellites and from ships and from our aircraft. And this enables, at a very low cost, us to obliterate weapons, both conventional and nuclear, that pose a threat to the United States, whether from China, Korea, or Russia. So the rapid, the substantial investment that has been made and the rapid deployment of these systems will protect us and will create the counterbalance necessary mm-hmm. to offset their use of hypersonics. And while they may themselves develop laser systems, if we're able to protect our intellectual property like Trump wants to and Obama just ignored the threat to that protection, we might be able to be first in space with these laser weapon systems and first to deploy the most sophisticated laser weapon systems, which will mean a great deal for the protection of Americans'
security
in the world.
What intrigues me about this is if you can render the worst of those things obsolete. For instance, if you just say, hey, listen, we got something that'll knock it down before it even gets out of the gate, basically the worst of the worst could be rendered obsolete. But we also know about, the EMF weapons. I forget how they call them, where you could just say shut down the entire grid of a country, which
EMP,
turns everybody,
yeah.
EMPs can turn you back into the Stone Age in that context. We're not prepared for that either, I don't think, and there have been people warning about that. Now, would you say it's true that we ultimately beat the Soviet Union economically? We outspent them? Was that part of the winning protocol, so to speak?
Well, that's certainly what Ronald Reagan did. That's mm-hmm. how he broke the Soviet Union. Soviet Union could not feed its people and maintain its position militarily as a superpower and also keep in captivity all of the bloc states, Soviet bloc states. So something had to give, and what gave was the Soviet Empire. Now Russia, with Putin, is attempting to reassert its role and intimidate the former Soviet bloc states into aligning themselves with Russia, as well as other parts of the world. Part of that strategy is the development of a superior nuclear weapons capability to intimidate the United States and its allies. And the hypersonic nuclear weapons that are being deployed this year by the Soviets, by the Russians, are a major threat. But for Trump, if we had Obama in there, we would be in serious trouble because we wouldn't be developing technological systems to counter this, and we'd be relying entirely on an aging nuclear weapons base,
mm-hmm.
and we would be in trouble, and our
yeah.
allies would feel insecure and so on. So by investing heavily in hypersonic weapons, but more importantly in the Space Command and laser weapon systems that are anti-ballistic, that will stop nuclear weapons, hypersonic or otherwise, from entering the United States, we are preparing for a defense that will ensure the survival of the United States and will negate any strategic advantage that the Russians,
right.
intend to achieve.
I think they have economic vulnerability even still, don't they? I mean, it's not
massively.
Like,
they're entirely dependent upon an oil-based economy.
Right.
And as long as we have, again, Trump administration deregulation allowing us to become an oil exporter and allowing us to increasingly become more independent and enable us to actually export oil to other countries and perhaps even to Europe,
mm-hmm.
it lessens the ability of Russia to exercise influence and also causes Russia to lose financially. And
yeah.
that they're suffering right now. They're in a virtual state of depression right now.
Yeah, and we know that economics, without that viability, you can't continue to have a defense program. And so, okay, I want to pause there because I appreciate you updating, because, again, it hasn't been a focus of where I've been looking. But I do want to get back in to the political discussion heading into 2020, if you don't mind. And this relates to the Democratic golden child, apparently. They're, you know, bestowing this guy, Beto O'Rourke, out of Texas, who was narrowly defeated by Cruz for Senate in Texas. Now, he was asked in an interview recently about the Constitution and the government. Should it still be governed by the Constitution? What's the modern-day relevance? He was quoted as saying, I wonder whether we should be governed by the same principles that were set down 230-plus years ago. He says, I think that's the question of the moment. Does this still work? Okay? Now, I'm a realist about this because you and I have talked about this, that unfortunately the Republican Party has abandoned the Constitution in a lot of things. And they've accepted this large, bloated, I'm in every area of the American people's lives and business. So I'm not saying it's just unique to this Beto O'Rourke, but that they're overtly coming out and going, you know what? We just need to abandon this Constitution altogether. No one's using it. What's the point? That's interesting to me. At least it's out in the open. I mean, I'm not thrilled about it, but I don't like the subterfuge when you have people pretending to pay it. You know, we really honor it and we really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, these people are at war with the foundational principles of the United States. So it's no surprise that a constitution that springs out of those principles would be one that they would rather not exist. They'd rather have the right to exercise power without limits to achieve the far-left agenda that they set. The thing about people like Beto is that he's a total fraud, I'm sorry to say. When your name is Robert Francis O'Rourke and you're a fourth-generation Irish-American, and you take a nickname that you had as a kid, Beto, and you make that your central identifying point, and you create consciously confusion in the Hispanic community as to whether or not you're Hispanic, and you capitalize on that in an election, you're a fraud. And, you know, he's as Irish as I am Irish. Mm. He's a fourth-generation Irish-American. Someone whose name is Robert Francis O'Rourke is not truly Beto. But he campaigns with the Beto name because he causes this confusion in the Mexican-American, Spanish-American communities in the United States that, hey, he might be, you know, racially one of us. And he isn't.
Well,
I don't like racial politics, and from the get-go, I would not like that. I wouldn't like that if he campaigned and said, you know, that he was black or Irish American as the foremost characteristic that you should support him for. That, you know, we want people to run regardless of race, ethnicity, to run on principles. We will favor them if they favor these libertarian principles that we share, support the Constitution. We don't care whether they're black, white, whatever, Mexican or whatever. Doesn't matter to us at all.
Yeah.
But the left is increasingly polarizing the country by choosing to campaign on this racial political platform where they condemn whites or they condemn males or they, you know, attack entire areas of thinking that are not tied to any race and label them as racist. So if you believe in the Constitution, they'll label you a racist. Why? Because they say that, well, they're all white men who created the Constitution. That's not quite true, believe it or not. But, you know, there are people like Alexander Hamilton, who isn't completely white, who influenced the discussions related to the Constitution. And there are also people who are like Frederick Douglass, who were, you know, monuments of thinking in the Civil War era that greatly affected the radical Republicans who created the Civil War amendments. But the point is, they would like to instead broad brush American history and say that it's all white, and because it's white, it's illegitimate. Well, that's ridiculous. It's not white. Ideas aren't white. Ideas have no color.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating.
I mean, unless you're specifically talking about slavery in an institution that enslaves non-whites, oh, sure, let's talk race there. That's that's a legitimate argument.
But what I see here...
Slavery, does liberty have a race?
No, but Jonathan, this is the kind of thing you talked about him being a phony, and I agree because I look at the responses he's making. It's platitudes, it's you know, three-word answers that mean nothing. You know, it's like, I'll look into it. And you know, of course, they paint the image. They create an image out of almost thin air or orchestrate something over many years, and they say, maybe this is the guy that can dupe the American people, right? You know, we've been duped a lot over the years in going for politicians that promised one thing, did another. I think Trump is evidence that people were tired of being duped. Again, love Trump or hate him, he seems to be not liked by both parties, which in my mind is overall a better thing than what we've seen previous for a long time.
Whatever happened to, how did the left of the Democratic Party disassociate itself from Martin Luther King, who some leftists condemn him? But Martin Luther King, who said, let's not judge people based on the color of their skin, but rather on the content of their character. And, you know, whatever happened to that thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And what about, we have this race baiting as political, you know, on the left.
Well, conquer by division. And it's an old, age-old kind of a, well, the Hegelian dialectic, we call it, but you talk about art of war type scenarios. If you can divide a people that should be together on these things, you can easily manipulate, control them, and do whatever you want, including have them abandon the Constitution.
The Robert Sotfeld Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Sotfeld Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty continues here. Jonathan Emord, EMORD.com. You go to RobertScoutBell.com. Links are up in the show notes, all the things you want to know, read about, link to, get some books, including The Rise of Tyranny, which talks about the rule of the bureaucratic oligarchy, more specifically, but not exclusively, to the freedom to communicate the truth, factual, scientific truth, about what? Dietary supplements, foods that can actually reverse disease. And, you know, the founding fathers, of course, helped establish this great nation so that one day the central government, the federal government, would prohibit you from knowing about how food can be used as medicine. Of course, Jonathan said no founding father ever. But, you know, that's the kind of craziness we're dealing with today as we now see the kind of next level craziness, I say, unofficially, of Ocasio-Cortez, the generation of millennials now, overt socialists that wouldn't know constitutional principle if it bit them in the aspirin. And, you know, I just look at this. I say the education system has become a complete indoctrination system. Government schools. I want a separation of education and state. I know that's a weird thing to say, Jonathan. I talk about separation of medicine and state, separation of marriage and state. I mean, would we now be better going back to private education? Because what they're teaching them in government indoctrination centers is the glory of government.
Well, that's certainly true. And, you know, here's the basic problem. We have an education system that is taken out of education, an emphasis on American history, more particularly America's founding period and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and preceding that, the Declaration of Independence and the war for American liberty, and has made our heroes who created the Constitution and who fought for American independence to be viewed with skepticism and to focus instead upon their slave holdings or their minority opinions on race, which are not translated into the concept of liberty at all. Liberty is the antithesis of that. So rather than focus on the great aspects of American history that brought about the first nation in the world to have a constitution that was designed to vest sovereignty in the individual and to limit the power of government so as not to enable government to enslave people. And instead of doing that and giving a solid education in it, our education system gives a superficial explanation and then devotes considerable time to criticizing and labeling with racist labels, for example, the entire American history. So stupid, so simplistic, so sophomoric. And yet that is the common fare, so that America is defined not as the most generous nation on earth, which it most clearly is. No other nation on earth has ever done what we have done to enhance the welfare and lives of everyone on earth.
Mm-hmm.
No system of government has ever been devised that has made sovereignty, individual sovereignty, the focal point. And rather than focus on these aspects of greatness, we instead have an education system that constantly pummels American heroes, characterizing them as horrible people, and condemns the American system and calls on youth to invest their time, energy, and effort in bringing about socialism to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that generation after generation indoctrinated into kids, it should come as no surprise that suddenly they land upon a generation that actually has enough interest in causing people like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke and Barack Obama and others who just admire socialism to become prominent figures. It's a tragedy. If they had the depth of understanding of American history, if they understood world history, if they understood how the United States differs from the rest of the world, how this great country came to be and what it stands for and what these principles have done to ensure that individuals have had freedom and how they've translated that freedom through free enterprise into developing the most sophisticated, greatest nation in the world, their own, perhaps they would then respect their country and love their constitution rather than hate it. And, you know, depend upon the great wealth that it generates while they talk about how horrible it is.
And right now we have to unlearn most of what we learn in school to know the principles of liberty upon this, upon which this nation was founded. Jonathan Ebor, thank you for helping us bring the power to heal back to you.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.